Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I went to 929thegame.com and told us why they wanted to be a part of our Father's Day dinner on Friday. Jordan Avery is ready. We'll talk to Jordan.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Can't wait to talk to Jordan and all the other wonderful people who, you know, went out of their way to let us know why their fathers are special and everything like that. We already got our first Father's Day tweet, so appreciate you.
Thank you.
And everything like that, and happy Father's Day to you all also. And we'll be giving shout-outs all week for that. And I know we're about to talk about NBA Finals, but more of we're talking about, you know, when you fire a coach like Tom Thibodeau, you have a plan. And every plan they've had has been turned down.
They didn't firmly. Have a plan.
They didn't have a plan.
Yeah.
They
no, I know. Like, we gave them a little bit of the, I don't know if it was benefit of the doubt, but it was like, you know, you have to think that there was something up their sleeve.
Right.
In order to just turn around and fire Tom Thibodeau after an Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Right.
And this sort of leans more to like, yeah, it seems like that roster probably didn't like him that much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's, we think we can do better than this and here's how, okay, great. I like organizations that don't settle for even very good. Like, you want to settle for the best and try to win a championship. Sounds like Jason Kidd's not going to be doing it.
No.
Sounds like Ime Udoka's not going to be doing it. Sounds like Chris, like, who do the Knicks think they are?
No,
like, I'll be honest with you.
They think they're New York.
Cool.
Yes, it's New York.
Tell me what that has meant.
I don't know.
For the last 50
years
in the NBA.
Is it more or less?
Outside of David Stern rigging the draft for him, what has New York meant to New York?
We got this whole thing where we got a list. These are all the top guys in the sport. Let's ask. Because what do we talk about with the Hawks? Make them say no.
Sure.
Make them say no.
Sure.
Okay.
But you know what's embarrassing, though? When a bunch of people say no.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, make them say no is a fine philosophy. And I think we do that with, you know, with college football teams sometimes. It's like, you know, we were go take them, whatever, which happens sometimes, but doesn't really happen that often. Like, never happens in the NBA.
No.
It doesn't happen. Like, Jason Kidd had the Mavericks in the NBA Finals last year. Now I realize what happened since then is unprecedented, but they also have the number one draft pick coming up this year.
Cooper,
so like,
Flag.
That's a pretty good situation, man. Like, it's like not the worst situation in the world. I don't know.
It's funny.
It's funny to me.
Yeah,
it is. I'll be honest with you. It's funny to me that they thought that they could just do that. It was like, dude, you guys, the Knicks have been like
they fired
irrelevant.
They fired their coach
and
after
mediocre
the best
for decades.
Year they've had in 25 years.
Yeah.
And fired him.
Yeah.
Fired
because they're like, oh, we'll just go take another guy.
Yeah, we'll go get a guy. Because we're the New York Knicks.
Nah.
Now, yeah, so I was thinking about, I was like, damn, they said firmly, no, you can't play it. Now, is it one of those things where it's backdoor conversation between, because I'm sure it is, as far as, you know, speaking to the coach's agents.
Right. Now, that's the Mavericks firmly saying, no, you can't talk to him.
Yes.
Which I understand. Yeah. Also, like, you can't interview for a job that you're not going to take if you're a current head coach of a team.
Correct.
Like Jason Kidd can't interview for that job and then be like, you know what? Not for me. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, you got to do it. Right. Like you go out and do it. But I just like, Knicks have a lot of nerve, man.
Yeah, man.
They got a lot of nerve.
They are filling themselves.
You won 2 playoff series for the first time in a quarter decade. You're like, yep, everyone wants back in the blue and orange.
Yeah, baby.
No, nobody does.
Orange and blue skies.
Nobody's interested.
Yeah, right.
You also have a very flawed roster and everybody thinks that you overachieved to get there. So
yeah.
We're good.
And there's guys that went down, all that other stuff. But yeah, you keep asking yourself that because right now they are up the creek and you know what? I don't know how they fix it. I can honestly see this team coming back the way they were.
Yeah. And like also, I wouldn't blame them for that. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
So you can understand talking yourself into your roster. I think with unbiased eyes,
right.
We can look at their path and look at their team. But that's why when they made this decision with Tibbs, I was like, all right, well, maybe they want to, you know, they didn't like how this guy was used or they want to kind of shift their identity a little bit
right.
like this offensively or whatever. No, it just seems like probably some of the guys on the roster didn't like having to play that much. And they were like, I don't like Tibbs. Get us someone new. And they were like, yeah, we can. And now they're here. So
yeah, we'll see.
Good work.
Good work, Nick. There's somebody out there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
there's somebody out there for you.
Yeah, Lloyd Pierce is still available.
There's four former NFL Coach of the Year candidates out there.
NBA Coach of the Year is a kiss of death.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them out there because all of them get fired, it seems like, right in the year after they do it.
Yeah, you win Coach of the Year, you
like
get fired
Mike Brown, all of them. Bud? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like everybody gets fired the year after. But there are those kind of candidates out there.
Yeah, look, there's viable candidates, but you didn't fire Tibbs to hire Mike Brown.
you
know what I mean?
Or
you could have hired Mike Brown that same day. No offense to Mike Brown. I think Mike Brown's a really good coach and tends to have success in all the places that he goes to. Is he a better coach than Tom Thibodeau? I don't know. 6-1, half a dozen of the other. They're both
right,
the same to me.
Yeah,
yeah, they're both good coaches. Neither one of them's won a championship.
Yeah.
So
I'm just interested to see how this one goes. It's going to be weird because we know this NBA season is about over, and it's going to be the way everybody's projecting, it's going to be a big offseason as far as a lot of player movement, things like that. I don't know. I like what my man Windhorse said the other day was, technically, there is no trade market for Giannis because Giannis hasn't asked for a trade.
Right. He also gave a little talk yesterday somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know where he was.
He said.
And he said, hopefully, they asked him about watching this finals.
Yeah.
And he said, hopefully, next year or some year soon, I'll be able to bring a championship back to Milwaukee.
Yes.
Which means nothing to me. I know everyone was like.
That means a lot to me.
Everyone was like, well, that means he's staying. He plays for him.
Means a lot for me.
Why?
I don't know. I'm a big Giannis fan.
A polite person said the right thing?
Yeah, he's a polite.
Of course.
Want to play in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because he technically had not said anything.
Well,
but other than that.
He asked for permission to explore trades.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
A very polite. Yeah, you know. That's what we've been talking about for 3 weeks.
But then he said, I want to stay with the Bucks.
Well, he said, hopefully soon I can bring a championship to Milwaukee, is what he said.
So he's going to come back?
I don't know. Oh. I mean, it just sounds to me like a lot of what Kirk Cousins said yesterday at Flowery Branch, which is like the polite thing to say given the situation that you're in. I have no idea what that means for the future of Giannis, but I heard it this morning teased as, well, Giannis pretty much guarantees he's staying in Milwaukee. I was like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say that at all. Again, we'll see. I think it'll be a big offseason in the NBA because it's always a big offseason in the NBA.
But for some reason,
everybody leaves, like 3 or 4 stars leave their team every single offseason
now. It's different for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because of this new apron thing and you can't have that many superstars. And then you try to, because a lot of it is like the positioning for the next offseason, maybe for somebody else who's going to be up and everything like that. But I'm enjoying the playoffs. You know, I, as far as the finals and everything, I would like to see what it's going to be like tonight in Indiana. And if Halliburton can get that home cooking going. Because if he can get the home cooking going, it's going to be a series.
Mm-hmm.
But if he continues to play like the way he's been playing and obviously how OKC is defending, it'll be over in 4 games.
Yeah.
It'll be over in 5.
I know. This feels like tonight will really tell you whether or not – again, it's either over in 5 or it's over in 6.
Right.
I don't think Indiana can beat these guys 3 times in the next 5
games.
I do think that Oklahoma City can beat them 3 times in the next 5 games. I think they can beat them 3 times in the next 3 games. But they're going to have to find a way to get Tyrese Halliburton. Because it's not just like they're not just taking Tyrese Halliburton out of the offense. Tyrese Halliburton sets up their offense.
Yes.
Like, he's the guy that sort of stirs the entire drink.
Yes.
So even in games where maybe he doesn't go for the 32 and 15 or the super dominating stats that you might associate with a star player like that, he still is able to get his teammates involved. Even in game one, where he wasn't like the most assertive and impactful throughout the entirety of it, he had some moments in the fourth quarter, and then obviously the game-winning shot in the fourth quarter. They just said in game two, they were like, we're picking you up at half court.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do anything, even to set up your other guys. Like, you cannot initiate the offense. If the offense is going to be initiated, it's going to be initiated by Andrew Nembhard mm-hmm. or someone else who's not you, and we're just going to mark you and make it so you can't get involved. I don't know how you stop that.
18 and 12.
They did the same thing to Anthony Edwards four of the five games they played.
They sure did.
There, and he's better than Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes, he is.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know that they have. I hope they do. I hope between him and Carlisle, who's a really good coach, and some of the other pieces that they have around him, they find a way to figure out how he can still be that starter, like that offense starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts with playing better defense and running, because they haven't run in two games. They have to run in order to beat these guys. But if they don't, they're going to lose the next three, and it's going to be over in five.
18 and 12. If he can get the
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, perfect, because he's getting his, and he's also setting up
absolutely.
His teammates and everything like Pascal. Siakam's got to play better now. I like that damn Caruso plays everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He is a gritty. Now, a lot of that, in certain places you would call foul, but at the same time, you play physical as hell until they call it.
No, I love the mentality.
Yeah, you play it like that until they call it.
You're not going to call all of them.
Yeah, so like until they call it, and again, if you get like four fouls or something, then you might think about backing mm-hmm. off. He will not score 20 points tonight, I don't think.
Probably not.
You know, but
if Alex Caruso scores 20 points tonight, then the Pacers are down 2-1.
But we know this, that Shea's going to get his.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how efficient is he while he's getting those is the most important thing. But, yeah, if you can find a way, because he's going to get his. But if Chet and J-Dub and all them dudes struggle, then you're going to be in this game. But if they get it going, hard to beat them, man, because Shea just going to do what he does.
Yeah, that's my kind of litmus test for this one is what do they do to come up with an alternative to get Halliburton more involved and start the offense, and are Jalen and Chet impacted by the road?
Yep.
Because they were in the Denver series, not so much in the Minnesota series because they were in control of that series the whole time, but you saw a couple of those road games that those guys played specifically where they looked a little overwhelmed by the environment.
Right.
They've never been on the road in an NBA Finals before.
They have not.
And Indiana's a really good home court. So
yes, it is.
It'll be crazy in there. They can quiet that really quickly if they start the way that they did in game two. But that's what I'm looking for tonight is if Jalen and Chet look like home court Jalen and Chet,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. They'll win in five.
Yeah, it's a wrap. And then you get to where the offseason begins, and now it's like, well, how do we build the team like OKC? Well, there's not a lot of Shea Gildress out there.
No.
There's not a lot of those guys.
I mean, if there's
there.
Any blueprint you can take from it, it's that you need to value assets and stockpile picks.
Yeah, and that was all.
The problem is you have to start out with assets to stockpile picks.
Yeah, but you remember when I was asking, I was like, they were talking about all these first round picks. I'm like, when the hell do NBA first round picks matter? Well, you start seeing because they're going to matter.
Top five.
They're going to matter in New York City. When this Knicks for those four or five mm-hmm. first round picks that they can use and package to go give somebody for another player,
mm-hmm.
they're going to matter in Indian in OKC when the other guys that need their max contract leave mm-hmm. and they got to restock it with another star or somebody to bring in to help Shea.
Which is what's great about what they've done is they still have a ton of picks. Like they're in the NBA Finals, three games away from winning. They're probably going to win. They pretty much have the same first-round draft as the Hawks.
Yes.
The Hawks have 13 and 22. I think the Thunder have like 15 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they're in vastly different situations. Yeah. But
they're close together in draft.
Not only are they succeeding still in the playoffs, they also still have that restock going as far as the draft goes. I think if there's any blueprint that teams like the Hawks look at, it's the Pacers, because the Pacers got here from the middle.
Yeah.
They were mediocre. Just a couple of years ago.
They were.
They swung big for Pascal Siakam, and it's worked out.
Yep. And they able to, in a trade that pretty much worked for everybody to get Halliburton over, identifying that he might be somebody that we can have to run an offense. And then you go out and you get a coach who I'm assuming it was the star player to the coach didn't want Rick Carlisle. I'm assuming that him and Luka just wasn't happening. So because I'm like, how do you fire Rick Carlisle? It's like of all people.
Yeah.
But then he gets there, implements the system, and like you said, the Siakam was It was a gamble.
It was.
Because he was on his last year of his contract, and they used that to, hell, I like it here.
Yeah, you trade for a guy and then go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I like it here.
It's a lot easier to get that guy to re-sign with your team.
Yeah, I like it here. And you got role players that know how to play their role. They draft some really good role players also. And now here you are. And they seem like they're going to retain Miles at the end of this season and everything. And so they're going to be there. The thing about the East is like, With the Tatum injury, saw that Jaylen Brown had got a knee scope today.
Yeah,
but you look at that situation right there. The young players in Orlando and Detroit, and then how good is Cleveland? Do you think it would have been a better series if everybody's?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, Darius Garland's going to be out for 5 months with toe surgery, so that was legit.
Yeah,
you know that was always going to be like, how serious was it? I mean, he had toe surgery like yesterday or the day before. And so he's sidelined just from a recovery standpoint for like half a year. So I don't know. I mean, I was a little skeptical
always,
of them.
Always.
Well, but then like when their big thing always. Was we got the.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DeAndre Hunter for defense. It's like, oh, okay. You guys have a misconception of what you just got.
Yeah. Well, no, he'll play better because he's in our lineup with these guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the East is open, man. East is wide open. Hopefully the Hawks can have a big offseason and be a part of that opening. All right. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.